Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege I have to be with you once again. And I hope and pray the Lord to bless you today and speak to your heart. He wants to. I tell you, He will if you let Him. I tell you, if you humble yourself and receive, be ready to hear the Word of God. And I tell you that the Lord will deal with you in such a way. He'll give you eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. That's the only way you're going to get saved. The Holy Spirit's got to deal with you. Holy Spirit's got to beckon you come. No one can come unto the Father but by Jesus, and the Spirit will draw them. And I tell you, the Spirit will take this word today and deal with your heart in such a way, if you'll let Him. And I tell you, He'll break your heart. He'll deal with you that you can see yourself clearly. And I tell you, you got to realize that you're going to die in sin and go to hell if you've never been saved. You got to realize that you're a sinner. You got to realize you need help before you can ever get help, before you can ever get saved. You got to see your condition. And you got to want help, you see. And then when you do, when you cry out to Him, He'll deal with you. He'll save you. Listen, the price has been paid. The work's already been done. And I tell you, He'll quicken you and make you alive. He'll make you a brand new creature in Christ. He said, old things will pass away. Behold, all new things will come. Your life won't be the same when you get saved. There'll be a change that takes place on the inside, the heart. And when it does, it will get out on the outside, like we said many a times. And I tell you, they will take note that something's happened to you. Just like the man that was blind when Jesus spat on the ground and put the clay on his eyes and said, now go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which is interpretation sent. And he went therefore and washed and he came seeing, you see. And when those who began to look and to see, said, is this not the blind man that sat and begged? And some said, he's like him, he looks like him, but he and so forth. Some said that it is him, and then some said he looks like him. But he said, "I am he. Yes, I am the one. Yes, I'm the one that sat and begged, and I got my eyes open now. You see, God gave me eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a heart to understand." And they began to ask him, "How did this happen?" And he told them that Jesus had done this unto him, and they couldn't receive it. I tell you, that's the way this old religious world is today. I tell you, a lot of folks, they can't see it, they can't hear it, because they already got it all worked out in their own way, just like the Pharisees are. And I tell you, they think they know better. I tell you, they all about traditions and the works of the flesh and different things. But the Bible says that Jesus, he came to Jesus. Now, the Bible said that Jesus passed by that way, and he saw this blind man. He was from his birth. He was born this way. And his disciples asked him, said, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Why would this happen? And Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him. He said, the Lord's going to get glory out of this, and you're going to see the work of God. And I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, and the night coming when no man can work. He said, I must do it while it's day, while I'm here, you see. And as long as I'm in the world, he said, I'm the light of the world. And we that are saved, I tell you, we must get busy about the Father's business, and we must work now. I tell you, we must do the works of God that he does through us. Let him do it. Do it now, because it's coming a time when it's going to be too late. You won't be able to work. I tell you, once we get out, it's too late. It's too late, I tell you. And we must do the Lord's will, and we must be obedient unto the Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven as well. I tell you, the Bible said that God sent His Son into this world to redeem us, you see. But not only that, the Bible said that God freely gives us all things through His Son, you see. And I'm thankful to know that today. God got in flesh. I tell you, the man came, the Lord came, born of a virgin, made under the law. He might redeem them under the law, you see, today. And the Bible said this man was made whole. And it made me think about naming the prophet, naming the servant of the king of Assyria. He was the captain of the host of the king. And the Bible said he was a great man with his master. They were close. And I tell you, his right-hand man, no doubt, he was honorable. Because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. He was a fighter. He was one. He was the captain of the host. And I tell you, the Lord blessed his hands there in war and so forth. And I tell you, him and the king was close. to one another. And the Bible said when the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel, a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. He waited on this leper's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would to God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." What she was telling her is what she had already seen, that this prophet Elisha and what he'd done, how the hand of God was on him. And I tell you how many were healed and so many things happened. And she began to tell Naaman's wife about this. And I tell you, she no doubt wanted this for her husband. And her husband wanted help. He realized he needed help. He was a leper. He knew he needed help. And she said these things unto her. And the Bible said here, "And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is in the land of Israel." They overheard, no doubt. And one heard it and went and told the king of Syria. And he said, go, I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. So that's what he did. He sent a letter along with 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now when this letter is come unto you, behold, I have therewith Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy." He said, "I want you to recover him of his leprosy." And the Bible said, when it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, he rent his clothes and said, "Am I a God to kill and make alive, that this man does send me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, I see how he seeketh a quarrel against me." This is not right. How in the world can I do? I can't make alive. Am I God to kill and make alive? I have no power to do so. And it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Wherefore have thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there's a prophet in Israel." And he said, the Lord going to get glory out of this situation. And you just send him down here to me. He said, the Lord's going to do something for this leper. And I tell you, he said, they're going to know that there's a prophet in Israel. He wasn't boasting on himself. He was boasting on the name of the Lord. He was boasting on what God would do, you see. And so Naaman came with his horses and with his chair and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a message out to him saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again unto thee, thy flesh again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." But Naaman was wroth. He went away sad. Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over this place and recover the leper, you see. He thought that he would come out and he would do this or he'd do that. But see, Elisha didn't come out. Elisha just stayed right there. You see, here he was at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha said, "I tell you what you do. You go and wash in Jordan 7 times." See, he had to have faith. He said, you see, because to begin to talk about the rivers of Damascus here, he began to talk about these different rivers here. He said, "Now these are better rivers. These are much cleaner than the waters of Israel." He said, "May I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage, you see. And that's the way the devil will do. The devil will beat you out of salvation. He'll lie to you, and he'll tell you this, and he'll tell you that, and so forth. And I tell you, but you must come unto him and realize you're a sinner, realize you need help, and then you got to realize who's able to help you, and then you got to believe on him and trust that he can and he will. And as you come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he will save your soul, you see. And the Bible said this man went away in a rage because he had a way fixed in his own mind. The way that seemeth right unto man's the ways of death, you see. And this man thought, well, I could have done this, and he should have came out and done this, and he should have struck his hand over the place, and all these types of things. And he went away upset. And the Bible said, and his servants came near and spake unto him. He said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he said to thee, wash and be clean, just wash and be clean." I tell you, there's no great thing God's asking out of you to be saved. He just wants you to come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. your heart's broke, you're sorrowful, you realize you're a sinner, you realize you need help, and you believe that Jesus will, and He will deliver you, you see, just like He healed the blind man, you see. And I tell you, he went to the pool there and washed that clay off his eyes, and he'd come seeing. And I tell you, the Lord will take that. He'll take the blindness out off of your mind, you see, and out of your heart. And I tell you, eyes to see, ears to hear, and heart to understand, you know, because He puts light in your soul. He takes the darkness out. He takes the sorrow out, and He puts His light in there. He puts the Holy Spirit there that gives you light, gives you understanding. And I tell you, He makes you a new creature. And he said, if He asked you some great thing, wouldn't you have done it? He said, now won't you just go and do like He told you? And he went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan. He went by faith now. He went in and he dipped himself 7 times according to the man of God. He didn't do it 2 times. He didn't do it 3 times, but he had to obey what the prophet told him to do. And that was to go and to wash 7 times. You see, the Lord today says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, mouth confesses made unto salvation. So you got to rid a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Come unto Him and confess your sin. Repent. I tell you, He'll save you. Make you a brand new creature. I tell you, He'll make you come forth the vessel for the finer. He'll bring you forth a new creature in Christ, and He'll make you clean, you see. He'll make your soul clean. And I tell you, one day He'll give you a new body too. Make you flesh. I tell you, give you a new body of flesh. Flesh and bone that you can get to heaven. That's the glorified body, heavenly body. And He returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him and said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. I know there's a God in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. He wouldn't take a blessing. He wouldn't take anything for him. That he refused it. He said, this, the reason why you're whole, because the Lord God of Israel, you see, this the prophet Elisha told him, you see, and this man saw. He went back to his king with his leprosy cleansed and so forth. He know that, but he has spiritual eyes, and he could see clearly. He could see now that there's a God of Israel, you see. The Lord is the God of all the earth. He's my God today. And I'm thankful to know I've been saved and been made new by the blood of Jesus Christ. I tell you, He saved my soul from hell. And I tell you, He'll save your soul from hell if you'll trust Him and believe on Him. I tell you, I didn't know what I needed to do. I know I needed help. I knew something was wrong with me. I just didn't know what it was. And I didn't know until I heard the Word of God preached. And I realized by the man of God preaching the Word that I was a sinner. And if I died in that condition, that I'd die in sin and go to hell. And that scared me. I mean, it scared me. And I was only 6 years old when I first heard it, somewhere in that age. And it scared me to death. And I was every day thinking, God, have mercy. If I die, I'm going to go to hell. And I tell you, I'm so thankful the Lord dealt with me young like that. And He did. When I was 8 years old, I saw myself and I realized by faith, more I heard, the more I understood that I was a sinner. And I cried out to Him. And I said, Lord, save my soul from hell. Forgive me my sin. I'm sorry I sinned against you. My heart was broke. My heart was crushed. I knew I needed help, and I knew He could help me. I believed by the gospel that was preached unto me, there was a God of all the earth that would save my soul from hell, and He was able to redeem me. And I cried out to Him just like I was. I didn't try to bring my good works or nothing else. I brought my broken heart and contrite spirit. Confess my sin, and He does exactly what He did. He come and washed me in the blood of Jesus. I just had to get in His presence, and I tell you, I'm thankful He dealt with me, saved me. He'll save you too. Won't you come to Him today? Don't push Him off. Today's the day of salvation. Come while you can. God bless you. My time's coming and going. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.